From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 65 confirmed dead in latest earthquake in Nepal. Nepal felt more aftershocks Wednesday as relief workers continued trying to distribute supplies following a 7.3 magnitude earthquake that hit weeks after another quake killed more than 8,000 people. The country's home ministry said 65 people were confirmed dead from Tuesday's earthquake, with nearly 2,000 others injured. Those numbers were expected to climb as authorities reached more remote areas. Many people spent the night outdoors just as they did following the April 25th quake, with fears that aftershocks could bring down more buildings. The U.S. Geological Survey has reported about 20 aftershocks since Tuesday. The tremors have also been felt in India, where at least 4 people died, and in Tibet, where 1 death was reported. U.S. officials say a U.S. Marine Corps helicopter disappeared in Nepal during the relief efforts following the quake. A military spokesman says the aircraft went missing around 10 p.m. local time Tuesday while conducting relief operations near the village of Cherakot. An official said 8 people were on board the aircraft, including 6 U.S. Marines and 2 Nepalese civilians. He said there is no evidence yet that the helicopter has crashed. 3 Somali men pleaded guilty in New York courtroom Tuesday to conspiring to help the terrorist group Al-Shabaab. By pleading guilty, the 3 avoid possible lifetime prison terms and will now serve up to 15 years behind bars. 2 of the suspects, Ali Yasin Ahmed and Mohammed Yusuf, are Swedish citizens. The 3rd, Mati Hashi, lived in Britain before his British citizenship was revoked. They were charged with traveling to Somalia to fight with Al-Shabaab and conspiring to provide support for the group. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he had frank talks with Ukraine, Syria, and Iran with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday. Speaking at a joint news conference in Sochi with his counterpart Sergei Lavrov, the top U.S. diplomat said talks come in the midst of a challenging time. Before he's sitting down with Mr. Putin, Mr. Kerry met with Lavrov for more than 4 hours. Mr. Kerry's trip comes at a time when relations between the U.S. and Russia have plummeted amid the disagreements over Ukraine and Syria. The trip appeared designed to maintain contact. South Korean intelligence is reporting that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had his defense minister executed for apparently falling asleep at a military event. Seoul's Yonhap news agency quotes an intelligence official as saying Hyun Young Chol, whose formal title was Minister of the People's Armed Forces, was shot to death by an anti-aircraft gun. Yonhap news agency says Mr. Kim believed Hyun was appointed to the post less than a year ago, showed disloyalty and disrespect by dozing off. He also was reported to have challenged Mr. Kim on previous occasions. The United Nations Security Council welcomed the start of a humanitarian ceasefire in Yemen and urged the warring sides to allow urgently needed food, medicine, and fuel to reach civilians. Carla Babb has more for VOA.
Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says the U.S. is tracking the Iran Shahid vessel after Tehran said it would send warships to escort it to Yemen, where Tehran-backed Houthi rebels are fighting pro-government forces supported by Saudi Arabia.
If the Iranians are planning some sort of stunt in the region, they know as well as we do that it would be unhelpful. And it, in fact, could potentially threaten the ceasefire that's been so painstakingly brought about.
Warren would not comment on what the U.S. would do should the ship try to dock at Yemen. Carla Babb, The Pentagon.
Mayor Michael Nutter of the northeastern U.S. city of Philadelphia says 5 people were killed when a commuter train derailed outside the city late Tuesday night.
I've been down on the tracks on the scene with my staff. It is an absolute disastrous mess. Never seen anything like this in my life, and most personnel will say that as well.
Multiple emergency units responded when the Amtrak train carrying at least 243 passengers and crew went off the tracks.
We do not know what happened here. We do not know why this happened. There is no information about that. We are not going to speculate about it. We'll try to answer any other questions that you might have.
This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.